When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome to SantaCast, a production of iHeartRadio. Well, hello there. As you know, Santa's been experiencing some unfamiliar feelings. He was feeling out of touch with today's children, but then his most forward-thinking elves, Evergreen and Snowball, suggested he start a podcast to reconnect with the kids.
You know, this podcasting's not so bad. I'm kind of starting to like it.
Yeah, you got a really great cadence, and I love your voice, Santa.
Well, thank you, Evergreen.
This is our third podcast that we're doing here, and this time we've got a really great guest.
Oh, great. Who is it?
It's Clucky the French Hen.
Of course, in French, her name is Chanceux.
And you know her from the song, On the Third Day of Christmas,
my true love gave to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to ask her all about France. Tell me a little bit about where you grew up in France.
She's a very strong accent. I didn't get that.
Is that rural France? Well, yes. Evergreen, do you have any questions for her?
Where's the mop? I'm gonna have to clean a lot of this up. Okay, let's just wrap this up. Let's get her out of here. Come on. All right. It was kind of a bust, Santa. I'm sorry. I didn't stop to think that although very cultured and very interesting, a French hen can't really do anything but cluck.
She does bring to mind a story, though. Santa, can you tell us about the partridge in the pear tree?
Oh, the partridge in the pear tree. Well, you know how people like to try and find unique gifts to give at Christmas, right?
Of course.
Well, back when I was just starting out, this English gent wanted me to help him impress his true love. He came up with this really crazy list: golden rings, drums. But the thing is, this guy really liked birds. So every chance he got, he tried to put a bird on the list. He had calling birds, geese, swans, and the partridge.
Yep, in a tree.
Anyway, it was a lot of work to come up with this stuff. So he reached out to one of my elves for help. And we did it. We helped him find everything.
And it became legendary. It became a song everybody knows.
And it was a lot of fun tracking that stuff down. But it's not something we could do every year. What I learned is, sometimes it's best to keep things simple. People love gifts, but if you put too many things on your list, it can get stressful. The best gift at Christmas is to spend time with the people you love and doing good things for each other.
Some of us are lucky enough to be with our friends and family over the holidays. This isn't something everybody gets to do. So if you're spending time with your friends and family right now, really dig into that gift.
What did you say?
I said smartphones and electronics are fun, but, you know, put the smartphone down from time to time and hang out with your family.
But I'm so close to this boss. Can I just...
Yes, finish the level.
One sec. Yes. Oh, good, good. I'm sorry. Yes, I will put that down, turn it off, and be focused.
Good job.
Maybe we should take some calls.
Oh, no doubt.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello there. Is this Blaine?
Yes.
Hi, Blaine. This is Evergreen the Elf. I'm calling from the North Pole. How are you doing today?
How are you?
Hello, my name's Delia.
This is Roman.
Hi.
Hi, Gregory and Nina. This is Snowball the Elf. Would you guys like to speak to Santa?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, this is Evergreen the Elf. We're at the North Pole.
And we were wondering if you'd like to talk to Santa right now.
Oh, hello. Am I talking to Gus?
Hi, Santa.
Hello, Jonah.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hi, little buddy. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Jack. I'm Evergreen the Elf. I'm sitting here with...
Hi, I'm Snowball the Elf.
We're up in the North Pole, and we want to know if you want to talk to Santa.
Santa?
Yeah.
Santa! This...
Oh, hello.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, hello, Maddox. And Spencer's there, too, huh?
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, little friends. How are you today?
Yeah.
Good. You sound like you're full of joy.
I just want to tell you something. On Christmas Eve, I'm going to write a little note for you. And I want to know, who are your real parents?
What's the easiest present to make?
What kind of cookies do you want?
Where do you end giving presents to kids when it's almost morning?
It depends on what I'm feeling for a snack. So I'll either wrap up around New York City because there's a lot of great pizza places there and some fantastic bagel shops. Or if I'm looking for something that's a little bit maybe more plant-based, I'll stop in L.A. Are you going to make me some chocolate chip cookies?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I look forward to that.
Also, Santa, this is Evergreen the Elf, and Maddox, I know that you are also a ballerina, so my guess is she probably likes to dance first thing Christmas morning.
Okay, pop right there. First question, are you an elf that I'm talking to right now?
I am an elf, and I'm here with my friend Snowball.
Hi, I'm also an elf. Nice to meet you, Maddox and Spencer.
If you didn't remember... Santa is the greatest elf of us all.
How do you get down the chimney?
Oh, I get that question every single Christmas. Do you know anything about Einstein's theory of relativity?
No.
Well,
no.
Okay, let me back up. I could explain that, but it would probably take 1,000 years to get into the nuts and bolts of it. Let's all boil it down to this. It's Christmas magic, buddy.
Did you know that that your elves are the best at making toys?
I only hire the best.
Thank you, Spencer.
Not to just pat ourselves on our own backs, but
you're
pretty
amazing,
good.
Evergreen. You're amazing.
Well, thanks.
Amazon is constantly trying to steal my talent.
Where are the reindeer?
Oh, you want to know where the reindeer are?
Yeah. Exercise.
Actually, they're having a tag football match right now. I can see them outside the window. They play it with a pine cone. Do you like to sing as well?
How'd you know?
Well, I'm Santa, and that's part of my job.
He knows that you want a karaoke machine this holiday.
Wait.
You know, one thing that really helps lift up my Christmas spirit, and it would mean the world to me if you would sing a little bit of Jingle Bells. Would you do that?
Are you sure? I'm nervous.
No, no reason to be nervous. I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah, you guys.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Run away, it's the bluebird here to stay. It's the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
Oh, holy night. The stars are brightly shining. This is the night. Oh, that Jesus Santa's birth.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Have a happy Christmas. I'm going to go, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, that went great.
That was nice, yes. Yes, I felt like I was really connecting.
No doubt.
I bet that belief meter is cranking. Wait, what? Say, something must not be right. The belief meter hasn't budged. Are you sure this thing is working?
I mean, it's been a little wonky lately, but...
The meter doesn't lie.
It does seem to have plateaued right at 60%.
You know, just give it time, Santa. Remember, we're in this for the long game, and nothing really great happens overnight. I mean, some great things happen overnight. I think that...
Well, curmudgeon crackers. I guess I better check in with Mrs. Claus. I'll see you two manana.
All right.
Yeah.
See you
tomorrow, Santa. Good night.
Snowball, what are we missing? This belief-o-meter is like... just stalled out.
Like you said, these things take time. Maybe there's still too many skeptics out there.
Oh, poor Santa. And his elf handlers, Evergreen and Snowball, are worried Santa's sleigh won't even be able to take off. If his sleigh won't fly, he won't be able to deliver any presents. Maybe you can help out. Here's the deal. Santa's belief-o-meter might be low because there are folks out there who haven't felt any Christmas cheer in a long time. Can you help spread some Christmas cheer? It's actually pretty easy. All you have to do is something nice. Say something kind to someone who might be feeling down. Help out around the house. Be the best you that you can be. We'll check back in tomorrow to see if we're any closer to getting Santa's sleigh in the air. This episode of SantaCast was recorded in the North Pole by Evergreen and Snowball with your host, Santa Claus. Special thanks to our friends Brad Brinkley, Hannah Fearman, Matt Stanton, Dan Bush, and Brent Dye. SantaCast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen to your favorite shows.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
If you haven't heard, it's a good idea to fit probiotics into your daily routine. Fortunately, Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls make that so easy. These adorable little pearls couldn't be easier to take, and they support both digestive and vaginal health, all because of the probiotics. There are actually 1 billion active cultures protecting against occasional bloating, constipation, and digestive discomfort, all in one tiny little pearl. To learn more about Nature's Way Women's Probiotic Pearls and how they can fit into your routine, visit naturesway.com.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.